But again, I remember quite clearly during your day. But do you think the malfeasance in our local league is probably responsible for inability, as you know, a team to win trophy on the African continent, like the Champions League, the Confederation Cup, and the likes?
Definitely, because you have some great teams here. Sly Tete at Liberty, I have great respect for Sly and what he has done over the years. He's done it consistently. We're seeing this season, Kesben are doing well because they have a good coach. Bashiru is the best local coach there is, and he's doing with meager resources. He's doing great. You can tell it was ego and stupidity that got rid of him in the first place. Whether you say he's great enough to win the Champions League is a different issue. You can debate it. You can say yes. You can say no. But his relationship with the players is what makes Bashiru a little bit special. And you asked the question earlier, whether we have the right people running Ghana football. The question is no. Because for me, if Kwesi and the people who have preceded Kwesi understand that part of their job is to provide adequate funding, don't go to a GLO deal or another deal and be happy with what you've got. Because Kotoko, I was raising that sort of money for Kotoko in relative terms, back before we left. So if we brought the cellular business industry to football in Ghana, I'm not sure even they were even in South Africa when I brought them into Ghana, then they should have, by that point, taken it to another level. To another level. And they haven't done that. We still scrap at $2, $3 million a year and people are happy. Mia is a disgrace as far as I'm concerned. If therefore clubs had the right amount, if a Premier League club costs $250,000 a year, $300,000 a year to run, if you have others that we have seen, even with bad internal accounting, are costing $500,000-$600,000 a year to run, depending on how the people see the management of their clubs, we should be in a position where every club is receiving at least $500,000 a year net. We should not be getting deals from cellular operators and then commissions being paid to third parties and fourth parties and fifth parties before it comes through. I think that the visionary expectations of those who run football is simply not good enough.
I'm wrapping up on football, but let me quickly find out from you. Do you still support Kumasi Asante Kotoko?
I always have. You cannot support a team and stop supporting the team. If you support Kotoko, you support Kotoko. If Kotoko is doing badly, you support it. You know, I've learned a lot from Kwabena Yeboah, and I need to thank Kwabena Yeboah for an awful lot of things. The way my management style into Kumasi, into Kotoko, was as a result of a lot of head-to-head discussion with Kwabena. Don't forget, I'm not a football man. I'm a rugby person and I'm a boxer. So that's my background in terms of my sporting excellence on a personal note. And he taught me an awful lot in that regard. So, no, I've supported. My mother and father used to go to Sacrum when they were young to watch Kotoko. My father would lecture me on great players of the 50s and 60s, you know, and you're born with it. You can't change. Who will you change to?
So if a team for putting a call that you should come back and then help manage the team, would you accept the offer?
I don't think. People ask the question all the time. I don't think Nana would do that. I have a lot of respect for Nana. He has a big job on his hands. Kotoko is a team that he has full responsibility for. He has moved through different visions. We've had one vision, which was mine, which is make Kotoko self-sufficient. Make it independent of Menchia, but make sure that Menchia have the symbolic traditional control of Kotoko, but bring it into the 21st century in terms of the commercial reality of money takes to run football teams. Football is big business, and so on and so forth, to a way a group of people coming and saying, you don't need a Herbert Mensa to run Kotoko. Kotoko has so much money. Realizing suddenly, there is no money in Kotoko. The figures don't balance the way that they should balance for any of the professional teams in Ghana football today, unless there's a subsidy, either selling a player, putting a player there, and so on and so forth. The numbers don't add up to a situation now where Menchia is funding Kotoko. So therefore, you are then compromised in the type of management you put into Kotoko. You need to have more modern, more sophisticated management to mirror what is happening internationally. And I think Nana has been through all the different cycles. I understand he may be establishing a board. We all know a board does not make Kotoko. It can be a hindrance unless they are the financiers behind and you're running it as a proper corporate entity. So I have a lot of respect for Nana. We have to wait and see what he's going to do next and where he's going. Kotoko have my support. They always will have my support from where it is I stand. But I think my time has moved on, and I'm sure there are younger, stronger people around now to come back and take the great club to another level.
Right.